And it's true.
Okay, this meeting is called to order, and the first thing to do is to have a roll call vote. And I think I will just put it this way, let the minute show that Tranquil Crosby is not with us today. Other than that, everyone is in attendance. Do we have amendments to the agenda? You should have the agenda that's in front of you that has them highlighted, and she shows what's new, different, and exciting about this agenda. And she, in fact, she gave you a whole new packet.
Do we need to move that those yellow highlighted things be added to it?
Yes, yes. I need an approval of the agenda as it is in front of you.
Okay, I move that we accept the agenda as shown.
Okay, I have a motion to accept the agenda as changed. All in favor?
Aye.
Do we have a second?
Oh, second.
Oh, did I have a second?
No, yeah, we do now.
Beth had a late second.
I didn't think about it.
And we, okay, so as I look around me, did everyone get to meet Bridget?
Nice to meet you.
Bridget, have you met Joe?
No, I haven't. Nice to meet you.
Okay, so the next thing is the approval of the minutes from May and from June the 15th. And, yeah, we had an ESPO committee meeting, and we talked about also some other special items. So do I have a motion to approve those minutes as they have been sent out to you?
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Kelly. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Lynn. All in favor? Voice vote.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, thank you. I look around me and do not see anyone from the public, so we don't have any public participation at this time. And we are supposed to have David, our architecture, today, and I guess he's not here today.
He couldn't make it. He did send an update for you guys. We did have our pre-bid meeting last Wednesday, the 10th. We had three people show up to that, the same company that bid last time, and then two gentlemen from another company. So that's more than we had last time we did this. So that's promising. We're going to do a bid opening Wednesday of next week, August 24th, 3 o'clock at the police jury meeting, building. So we'll be over there. Fingers crossed, everything goes well.
You're going to open the bids.
Open the bids.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that's what's coming up with David. We did in that.
That'll be when here? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
That'll be when?
The bid opening will be on the 24th. Yes.
At the police jury.
At the police jury building. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So we've got that coming at that pre-bid meeting. One of the contractors was asking about running into the same thing he ran into last time we did this, where getting specific costs of items included in the building from the building manufacturer wasn't really working for him. They weren't communicating that to him. And he was concerned it was going to put him in the same position as last time, where he has to just bid high to cover himself in case those things come in. So in that meeting, I asked David, the architect, is it possible to do, I don't know if it's called an amendment at this point or what, to the project where it just says the hardware has to meet, I don't know if it's an ISO for hardware or not, but it has to meet this standard, as opposed to this brand and this model. And he said, yeah, we do that all the time. I said, if that will help, let's do it, so that we can, you know, come up with some more realistic numbers and not just add X percent on top of it.
Begin with, if that's,
I don't know. I also don't know why a company that builds and sends out buildings, because that's what they do,
right,
doesn't have a list of, yeah, these are the components we use.
Yeah, and this
so
is what, I mean, what they ship us should already be on a checklist, and it should have a cost associated with it.
Yes, it should. And I can't tell you why it doesn't. So anyway, that is a change he is going to make, and I think it will be to our benefit to do that. So wanted to let you guys know about that. And that's where we are with the Y project at this point.
And I sent Erin a text, and unfortunately, she didn't get it. When David, it would have arrived right when David was here. But have any of you passed by Grace Church? And they're putting those classrooms up, those classroom buildings? And I think it's the same construction. I was hoping one of you had seen it so you could verify that. I think it's the same idea. They have those pillar things, and then they sit the building on top of it.
Sounds like it.
I was thinking what they were doing didn't look very nice. But it could be they're going to come behind it and put something nice on the outside.
Some skirting.
No, the walls themselves from the exterior. Of course, I'm driving when I go by, but I thought they were old buildings that they had found somewhere.
They might be rehabs, yeah.
Because they didn't look new.
Well, when I was, my thought when I saw it was just, that looks like the kind of group that needs to go and put it up for us, you know, just potential bidder.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, anything else on, any questions on the East Bow project at all? Then moving on, we have a offer bench donation.
Yes, and I forgot to print it, but this is it. It came from Plow and Hearth. It's a real sturdy bench, and it has the capability of screwing it down into the concrete. And it was donated by my husband's cousin.
So we could use it at any location, or?
We could.
At the Midwest.
I would recommend that, maybe. Okay. And my husband will install it.
There you go.
Can't beat that.
Right? I think it looks great. It'll be a nice addition up front.
Would we be able to do the Wi-Fi to it? I mean, the charging station to it with the, can we add that? Or does that come with its own bench?
That comes with its own bench.
Okay.
I think it's sure didn't see. It's just a little wide bench.
I'll accept a motion to accept the donation with great gratitude.
I so move.
I have a motion to accept the donation. Do I have a second?
Second.
And Beth seconds. Voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Mr. and Mrs. Pope.
Well, it's actually his cousin wanted to donate it, but he'll fix it for us.
Do we need it for a concrete pad, or is there a place that you would want to put it in?
I think there's enough room to put it up against the building, kind of under the overhang where that walkway is.
Not be in the way of the walk.
I think that walk is wide enough or deep enough that it should be okay right there.
At the new center.
Okay, moving on to new business. The findings of the hours survey and approved bench hours proposal.
Okay, so we did a survey to the community, sent it out through all of our email contacts, did it on social media, our website, who came into any of our locations, that sort of thing. And just asked, if the library were open 24/7, when and where would you most likely visit? And while I would have loved to get more granular and just have an hour at a time, nobody's going to sit there and answer that survey. So we did kind of blocks of hours at once. And so the results of that, the three most popular answers at each branch are included in your packet. And there's a link to the full response if you are interested in looking at that. But what I've done is take that information and propose a new schedule for all of our locations, including one for East Beauregard when it gets open. And I did this for a couple of reasons. One of our goals for this year was to try and increase operational hours overall before the end of the year. And this, of course, goes towards that goal. But some of the reasons I wanted to do this, I wanted to try and, where possible, get away from having staff drive somewhere for a 3 or 4 hour shift and then leave again. It's not the most efficient use of anyone's time or gas with the way things have been lately. On the public side of things, our current schedule across all our branches, if you look at it, it feels very piecemeal. If somebody calls and says, hey, what are your hours? It takes 5 minutes to explain what our hours are at the different branches. So by kind of consolidating and having fewer days with more hours in the days, I think it will be easier for our patrons to know when we're open. And then I also looked at the state statistics that we get every year. I went back to 2019. 2020 is the most recent year I have, but we all know how 2020 went. So I looked at 2019 at other library systems in the state that have a similar population to us, and by and large, we aren't open as many hours as they are, so I wanted to start getting us more in line with that. So what I've got proposed is on page 5 of your packet, it's that second chart looking thing, table, I should say, and this is what I'm looking at doing. So in comparison, right now, well, I won't say right now, at the end of May, we were open every week for 106.5 hours. If we move to this, even before East opens, it will put us at 110.5. So it's not a huge jump right there. When East opens, we'll be at 130.5. And of course, if we need to add more as that grows in popularity, we can look at that as well. But to me, this is a step that makes sense. It makes sense for our population. And it meets the goals we were looking at hitting this year. Now I will say, some of my staff is not happy about this proposed change.
That was my question. Yeah.
Now I am not, I think we managed to get this schedule going and only 2 employees, we had to add any hours to their work each week. So it's numbers wise, not a big change for anybody.
But it's only about 4 hours a week until you add East. You go from 106 to 110.
Yeah. So it's really.
So is the typical employee coming in at 9 and leaving at 6?
Many of them do. I've got some that come in early and leave early. I've got some that come in at opening and stay until close. And I can and do work with employees where I can to make their schedule fit what they need, but I'm not going to schedule a public agency's hours based on staff convenience. I don't feel like that's the way to do it because it's a public agency. So that's my thought process there. And the staff have not seen what their new schedules would be with this new library schedule. So I'm not going to say their worries are unfounded because that's not my call to make. But I do think a lot of their concerns can be worked around once we know what we're doing. So that's my proposal. With this, the rural locations, not including DeRidder, would close for an hour on their full days for lunch. So that if for whatever reason somebody's off sick and it's just a one person working that branch at any one time, I don't have to send someone from DeRidder to cover their lunch while they go. So we'll just have a set hour where they're just closed for lunch in the middle of the day. So it's just a proposal. The board can act on it today, not act on it today, think about it, just decide, no, we're keeping our schedule like we are.
You're wanting to begin this October 1st?
I'm thinking October 1st.
I think it's a good idea myself.
From a mom that goes to the library all summer long, the 9 to 6 is way easier than trying to remember the short days, mm-hmm. and it stays open later for the workers.
Exactly.
Because it is so hard to try to get there at 5
yeah.
for people that work out of town. I mean, like Lake Falls and stuff.
Right.
I've always felt like that wasn't a... it's more pleasing to the people that don't work, but mm-hmm. the 9 to 6 to me, when I read through all this last week, or the one... the week before, I thought, oh, that would be so much nicer for the working families to still be able to visit it.
I just wonder even if we shouldn't bump it, maybe to Ritter open a little bit longer on Saturdays. We've never stayed big open past one, but really if people work and they work out of town and have trouble getting to the library during the week, they've only got those 4 hours on Saturday, you know.
I did think about that, and I kind of canvassed the staff who work on Saturdays. Because like, are we kicking people out the door at 1 o'clock on Saturday? Are they wanting to stay? And the answer was no, they're not sticking around, so.
I do know that one at least was open on Sunday afternoon also. Some are, because I know that's when families have free time and just something to consider. I think this is a move in the right direction.
I've had one person ask me if we could be open on Sunday, and she was about my age, so it wasn't like it was a family need, it was just her preference.
Right.
I think the 6 o'clock during the week, especially high school kids that need to work on a project, if they're getting off of school and home by four, and if it's closing at five, that doesn't give them a big window opportunity to do something. And a lot of people in the rural communities, they have very slow internet, so that would be good for kids working on projects.
I agree, and I think it will
Sports.
Also give us an opportunity to do, because I'm keeping here in DeRidder, you'll notice that 7:30 night on Thursday, I'm keeping that. But really what we've been doing is holding all of our programs either on Thursday evenings or Saturdays. I think this will let us have some more programs for like the after school time, maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday or something. It'll allow us more opportunity to increase our programmatic offerings.
Well, and if it doesn't work, you can change it.
It's true, we can always change it again.
Yeah.
I think it's good, a great idea.
So we want to make a motion to accept it?
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Okay, I've got a motion to accept the proposed new schedule, and I have a second. Voice, any further discussion? Then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye opposed? Thank you very much. Do you need anything else in regard to this schedule?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the time to talk about this or not, but the ladies at Singer, we've talked about possibly doing something, and I don't know if they mentioned it to you. There's a lot of senior citizens in our community that really are isolated, and they come to the library and hang out for a little bit. But if we had something organized, like maybe Tuesday morning or something, is that, who do we need to talk to about that?
You just did.
Oh, okay.
You just did. Let me work on it.
We also have something here where it was like coffee on Thursday mornings or something at 9:30.
We did.
I don't remember what they did when they came, but.
They tried to get a speaker from somewhere in the community to come talk about something that seemed of interest to that age, that target group. And we can see about, we're trying to think of several different ways, not just for the seniors that come and hang out, but for a couple different age groups to do more programs out there. They're kind of are getting big before we start trying it at more branches. So yeah, it's in the works.
It would, you know, it's just kind of like for their mental health, just to give them something social to do.
And if it's organized, they'll be more likely to come. Otherwise, they're going to come at random times and not see each other.
And that's what they're kind of doing, hit and miss, coming in different times. But if, you know.
A coffee and donuts.
Something like that.
Something, yeah.
And that's what Patricia and I have talked, and she and I said, oh, we can cook something, a snack for them or whatever.
At the Council of the Aged, they have bingo for cans of vegetables.
Do we have a bingo thing, or could
I mean, you get a can of green beans, you get a can of corn.
If you bingo, you get some food.
Like a pantry.
Right.
Okay.
Roll a toilet paper.
That's a great idea. Pantry bingo.
I don't know when to, I don't know the, it's kind of like a thing like Molly, we have a senior citizen thing going on at the rec like once a month, and I have you ever talked at it yet?
Not yet.
I was gonna beg you to, because like my grandmother that is at home, she misses going to the library, and she didn't know that she could get stuff home delivered. And to me, like, that would've been a huge place to go talk to them about it.
Tell me when, I'll be there.
I'll get you the dates of the next one. And they do like a breakfast social, and they try to always ask somebody from the public to come talk, you know what I mean? And that's what I was gonna ask you. I feel like there's so much stuff we offer, but nobody knows about it.
For how to use your cell phone, or how to text, or how to, that would be, that, those would be good topics or something.
Oh, you need a teenager.
Yeah, get somebody's grandkids.
Right, right. They could repeat that several times and cover something different every time.
Yeah.
Really, there's so much.
And they know so much history of the area.
So they can take turns talking about something.
But a lot of it, you know, I was talking to Patricia and Michelle, it's gonna be lost if we don't have them talk about it. I don't know if.
Well, you could get Alana to come out, because she'll record it.
Oh, the lady at the library, oh, at the museum, okay, I had seen that.
She likes to do that, record their stories and their kept.
We'll work with her, because she's, she likes to partner up or stuff like that. Yeah, just sharing our stories day or something.
The crazy story the guy told me about the monkey, I was like, what? And that's for another time. It was funny.
All right, so gets us to 5.2, cooperative endeavor with BPSO.
Yes, so as y'all probably remember, ever since we bought that new place for West Central for Singer, that building in the back, we're kind of using it for storage right now, but we've been talking on and off about trying to get with the sheriff and see if he wanted to do some kind of like substation sort of thing out there. And he is interested. What he's looking at using it for, I think calling it a substation is an overstatement of how often or how, you know, how he's going to use it. It's not going to be staffed all the time or anything like that, but he is interested in having a location there. So that there's somewhere in the area his deputies can stop and do whatever they need to do, sort of a little home base whenever they're in the area. If they need to bring somebody in and question them for something, somewhere they can do that. So I wrote up a cooperative endeavor agreement, and you've got a draft of that in your packet. Sent it to the DA's office, Steve over at the DA's office, and the sheriff. Steve came back and said, you could make it more formal, but there's nothing wrong with it like it is, so you're good to go. And the sheriff said, with a quick look, it looked okay, but let me look at it some more and get back to you. So I'm still waiting to hear back from him on the final, but I wanted to run this by you and make sure it sounded okay. We're not making money off of this. I'm not really charging them rent, but I am asking them to help with the utilities. They have to keep their insurance. And I am asking them to take over the monthly lawn care, which will save us $110 a month.
Well, that's good.
See a deputy out there.
No.
Well, I mean, they send inmates, but. But.
No, I think it would be a great thing, because it might grow for them, and they might have somebody out there more regularly, which would, you know, help our staff that's out there to know that there's a little sheriff's room there.
I just like their presence.
Right, right.
It's kind of like what they had at East Borgo.
It is.
Do you need a motion for that?
Yes, I do, but we're also still waiting to hear back from the sheriff if there's any little thing he wants to change, so I can't promise you this is the final draft you're approving. So
we can make a motion to accept it depending upon his final.
Yeah, he tweaks something that's minor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I have a motion to accept the cooperative endeavor with the Sheriff's Department at West Central. Do I have a second?
Second.
And I have a second and a voice vote, all in favor.
Aye.
Thank you. 5.3 is the audit.
Okay, so our audit came back very well. There were no findings, as there haven't been for several years now, so we're always happy to hear that. And it was a good audit, but that sounds funny. It was a good experience with Christy, the auditor, being here, and you know, we got some questions answered and all that. So it was a good experience. We still really enjoy working with her and her team. They did go back to doing a statewide agreed upon procedures report this year, which those of you who have been around for a few years may remember, they started this in 2017, I think, and then like 3 years in said, no, we're not gonna do that anymore. And so we didn't expect to ever have to deal with that again, but now it's back. So thank you, legislative auditor. So they did the report and she did find a few things that are mentioned, I have in your packet, which specific items had any kind of finding. And one of those bound items in front of you is the SAUP report. So if you want to go through and refer to those items, you're welcome to do that. Some of the things that needed to be addressed can and have been addressed with just procedural changes. But some do need policy changes, which of course is where the board comes in. So I've got several pages in your packet that are just excerpts from our employee or policy manual. And in all of those excerpts, anything I'm looking at adding is highlighted in green. So it's things like with the credit card policy that was first in the list, in the packet, we didn't have named who would go and reconcile the statement, so we added that. Or in the bank reconciliation, we didn't have named who would go and prepare the deposit. And, you know, most of it's little things like that. In the ethics section of our policy, they wanted us to list out all of the different parts of the law that that it applies to, so we've got a big section of the revised statutes now copied into our policy here. Let's see.
Are you able to get most of this from somebody else's policy and put it in?
You can look at ours.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's not just a cut and paste from a law somewhere. It's stuff we can just can and have borrowed from elsewhere, or it's like adding one sentence that just says who does what. So.
And they approve this, right?
Y'all need to approve this.
Yes, we will approve, but they have given their blessing. This will satisfy.
This is what they want.
This is what they want.
I have not given this back to the auditor to say, because they won't give me an opinion on that.
Okay. Not until next year.
Right until they're seeing if it satisfies.
So then how did you decide what to put in there? They just told you what was missing?
Yes, they highlighted in their report where there were issues and what they were, so we just went back and
found that.
Fixed those. And then there were some things like in the, on page 15 in your packet, this one is dealing with the preventing sexual harassment policy. Things that we were doing because it's the law, but because it's the law, I didn't think we had to write it in our policy, but apparently we do, so now it's in there too. So, you know, it's things like that.
I'll make a motion that we accept the policy changes as presented.
I have a motion to accept the policy changes. Do I have a second?
Second.
And I have a second. Is there any further discussion? Are there any questions? Then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Thank you. We move on to 5.4, right? Is that where we are?
Yes.
Approved location of funds for CDs, etc.
Yeah, so currently all of our money is either in our NOW account, basically a checking account, or it's in a CD at a local bank. The state revised statutes do allow us to have a few other options as far as what kind of vehicle we can put it in. We just never have. So I've been looking at the LAMP, which is the Louisiana Asset Motor, Management Pool. Not Motor Pool, that's a different thing. And then there's also a company, UBS Financial Services, that has been in contact as well. And I've looked at some of their rates and their offerings. Their rates are traditionally considerably better than a CD. And they are both acceptable under the law as far as where we can put our money. I mentioned it in passing to our auditor when she was here, you know, do you recommend one over the other? She said, just look at who's got the better rates and go with them. So I've outlined some of the differences between those two companies. And there, I prepared this for that early August meeting, so there is updated information. These are the UBS, let me see if I can make that bigger. The UBS numbers as of August 4th, which is the most recent. And then I've also got some new numbers from LAMP for August 8th that are slightly improved over what was in your packet.
So it looks like UBS pays a lot better.
They do have better rates. What might sway things in favor of LAMP is that it's callable daily. As long as you get them before noon, you can call all of your items at any time.
Angela, since you're our financial wizard, what do you think?
It's more like a mutual fund, and the financial services is, it's different kinds of federal securities, as you can see, including the Federal Home Loan Board and the, I forget what it is, FHLMC. But those are lenders to farms and to people buying houses. You know, they ultimately buy the, they don't offer mortgage loans, but they buy mortgage loans so that the bank can free up their money, get the money, and be able to lend it out again. And so they would have better rates because they're getting backed up by a mortgage rate, you know, which is climbing.
Well,
and they're safe. All that stuff is safe.
Erin, if you wanted, you could put some in the one that you could call tomorrow and put the bulk of it in one that's going to be several months. I can't imagine why we would need to get into a whole lot of money overnight for something.
Right.
Can you? I mean,
not unless we have another, I hate to say this, another fire.
Yeah, well.
But, I mean, barring some disaster like that, no, I can't think of anything that would be like, I need it tomorrow so I can pay a debt. Other than that, I think the ones that are callable quarterly, I would think would be plenty accessible.
And that looks like that's a much better rate than the other one, by, I mean, 4% versus 1.5%.
Yeah.
That adds up for the money we have.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And so what's our CD paying?
We've got two right now. One is at 0.5% and the other is at
0.55. Oh my God.
So I think we can move some money.
We're losing money.
Yeah. So what we've been doing is whenever, like with the CDs, whenever something comes callable and needs to be renewed, we call around, see who has the best rate, move it there. So I don't need a motion to say, okay, you can move X dollars to this account at this. I just need you to say it's okay to open an account with this company or this company. And that's the motion I need.
So you need a motion. I make a motion that we go with the...
I don't know, unless she wants to have it in both.
You can do both, and we'll just go with... You know, that then it becomes a procedural thing. We put it wherever the rate's better.
Are y'all good with that?
I'm good with keeping it flexible for her.
Okay, well, I'll make that motion.
Okay, so I have a motion that our library director is authorized to use both the LAMP pool and the UBS Financial Services Government Securities Fund. And do I have a second?
Second.
And I have a second. Is there any further discussion? And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, move on to the 75th anniversary committee in December the, what, 13th? 12th, 13th?
Oh, 11th is the anniversary, so 10th is the party.
The party's the 10th, so it's coming fast. Is Julie joining us?
No, she is not. So we've got.
December the 10th?
December 10th, yes, ma'am. And we're looking at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And where is that going to be?
Here.
6 to 9, you said?
So we've got, the written report Julie gave me after their June 28th meeting is in your packet. I know they've had one more meeting since then, and I think you've got another one tomorrow. So if y'all want to tell us what's been happening since the written report. If you have anything to add.
I think, I have to tell you, I think these employees are very frugal. I mean, they have been squeezing every single, using their money wisely is really the bottom line. And right now we're at the point of talking about, we've pretty much talked about what the overall theme would be and talking about, you know, we've come to realize that the employees themselves are, had duties, and so it isn't quite fair for them to do all the decorating if they're going to do the splash. And so what we were talking about is having someone come in from the outside and do a big splash for this party. And I can't remember the name of the outfit that we looked at, but it's somebody that's new in the area.
I pretty much got it down, narrowed down to who they're using.
Yeah, and that's why we thought we were getting a pretty decent deal. And we're at the point right now, we're talking about, you know, what do we want for food? And maybe this is a good place for you guys to chime in, you know, what the, you know, it could be anybody and everybody. It's open to the whole community, so.
Bridget just brought up her calendar, and she says it's also the DeRidder Christmas Parade. So are they having?
If it's December 10th, that's what we have. We have it already because we're doing stuff for school in the parade.
It's usually that Saturday before.
Unless our calendar's wrong, which is very possible.
The first Saturday. Doesn't mean they haven't changed it this year, because right. I haven't heard anything about
and that,
this year.
I mean, I'm not in charge of our school calendar, but she has it wrote, I mean, for us to look at for December 10th. I was just throwing that out there, because that's going to be a majorly
busy
day.
Is it a night parade now?
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that.
I think the last couple of years.
Food for thought, just might want to check on that. Yeah. If it's all the same day. I didn't know if it would.
And that's a Saturday night?
It is.
It's a Saturday night. What about doing it on a Friday night?
Maybe check, make sure that.
Or double check first, because his calendar's done by our librarian, but she had, you know what I mean? I know everything that's going for the whole year that's in there.
I'll double check.
Just food for thought.
Definitely.
Did you have it on a Saturday to give the library staff time to kind of get ready and open back up again?
Yes. And a day to rest afterwards. Yeah, so that was our plan. Because the anniversary itself is on the 11th, but I didn't think having it on a Sunday in this community would really be a good use of our time.
At that, we're competing with other Christmas parties.
Yeah.
And so what I'm kind of envisioning is that we could have people, you know, just kind of tell them, well, drop by. Just drop by on your way to your big shindig or whatever.
Except the parade is downtown, and that would be a really...
Well, that's going to be a deterrent for getting here.
Right, yeah. Right. That would hurt our attendance.
So we'll have to look at that. I think I don't remember if the Chamber or the Tourism Commission has been doing that the last few years, but I'll check with both and find out. But we're expecting the DeRidder Christmas stuff to be on the, is that the 4th, the Saturday before? And then I know the Maryville Christmas stuff, Christmas Round the Cabin, is usually the 10th. That would be the same day. So I would have some staff doing that before they were able to come back here.
It usually is the first Saturday, because I went back and looked at last year's calendar. So I'm Googling it, see if by any chance it's on the DeRidder website.
But I was almost thinking that last year it was later than I expected it to be, but it might have been that the first Saturday was later, you know?
I can't believe that wouldn't have come up yet. We do need to check on it, but I just thought that would have come up.
Yeah, we've got very good researchers in our teams.
Yeah. That's gonna kind of blow me away that we had.
Well, hopefully it's just a mistake. It could be just a calendar mistake from our school, so don't go off of it.
Yeah, but anything from December 1, it's gonna be.
It's gonna be crazy no matter what.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, well, we'll have to iron that one out. Here's kind of one of the things I'd kind of like to get us individually involved in inviting people. And what I was thinking of, we were talking about having one of those mailers like we had for the ballot, having that sent out. My thought was that we would have a little stack of them and just sign our name and make sure that they go to people that we know. You know, if I wanted my next door neighbor to go, you know, have one and sign my name and either hand it to them or somehow get it to them. But I think we're going to get the kind of participation we want, you know, better if we're personally involved in getting some of the people here. And I don't think it'll take a lot of our time, just a matter of doing it.
Needs to be close to the time, so we don't.
Yeah, it'll be close to the time, and the mailer's gotta go out. I thought that card was super, but you know, you just don't know what you're gonna get from that. Just to make sure that there are people here, one, but two, the people that, especially my thought is to get people in here that normally don't go to the library. You know, friends that say, oh, I haven't been there in years. I sat with somebody over the other day because they didn't realize you could get audiobooks from the library.
I've got a story about that. I've run into Councilman John Marcello a couple times in town. He is telling everybody far and wide about how awesome audiobooks are at the library. I mean, every time I see him, he is. And I said, okay, if you're such a proponent, I'm gonna rope you in, because I want us to do a sort of push on our audiobooks. Mm-hmm. So I've got him writing a little blurb about how he's using them, so we can use that in some of it, so.
Here's picture, on Instagram, there you go.
I used the magic word with him, which was
free.
Now, you probably don't have him download it yet, but he probably has a Playaway or something.
Yeah. No, he's using Libby.
Oh, I'm impressed.
I sent him over, because I didn't even try to show him.
Right.
When we were exercising for our song. I sent him over and said, the library's open till 4:30, we left early. The library's open till 4:30 and they can do everything for you.
Right, show you how.
So, see, that's my idea, is I'd like to get more of those people who say, I haven't been in the library in 20 years.
Right.
Well, come on down. Yeah.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. If working, they're turning up here. So if we can get some names and addresses, maybe by the November meeting, if y'all can bring those,
well,
we'll try.
Well, doesn't that go out? What was the general mailing? Didn't that go out to everybody who can vote?
I honestly don't remember what parameters we used on that.
Yeah, I would think that most people that we're targeting would be voting.
Yeah, but
or
you know,
could,
if you had
you
someone
could also, because you mail these out, you have to pay for postage.
Yes.
You could also call Mr. Cooley, the school board, and pass them out through school.
That's true. I don't know how many things get home when you do that, though.
The
elementary kids will get them home.
I'm just saying, that's save you a little money and a lot of time.
Have them at the ball games.
Oh, that's super easy. We just,
teachers
make
are
a
really
flyer
great.
And you make so
you wouldn't put names on them then. You'd say,
no, and each teacher would get like 20 in their mailbox and pass that on that day.
Okay.
That'd be a
I
cheap way to enough these mail.
Labels on.
And every child in the community would know about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just an option.
Just depends on how many people you want coming.
As many as we can fit in the building.
They have food.
Yeah, that means
the kids
being
people
wolfing.
Will show up.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm picturing. I'm picturing finger foods. I'm picturing not dips.
No.
What is y'all's budget?
Well, we're gonna come back to you and ask you for more money for food.
I'm just curious, because I did the 100-year celebration.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get an idea of what y'all are.
So between last year, when a lot of the prep work started, and this year, we've budgeted $16,000. That's not just for the party. That's for all of the promotions. That's for the little giveaways we've done at different events throughout the year. That was for the, we're putting 75th anniversary stickers on every item that gets added into our collection this year. So it's anything related to 75th anniversary is coming out of that pot.
And we're doing the decorating out of that budget too. Yeah, so really, we've got some money left for food, but if we're gonna make a big splash, I think we're gonna come back and get a little bit more money for food.
Well, your statement here says y'all were working around $1,000.
Who are y'all gonna get to do the food, if you don't mind?
I think they're working with Rose Epperson to get quotes. I don't know that anything has been decided.
Rose Epperson, Edelweiss?
Yes.
That's who I was fixing to suggest. Make sure she does her crispy bacon. Have y'all had that?
I'm not involved in that committee.
Lulu's is, yeah.
I wonder, instead of making a sheet cake, can she make smaller cupcakes?
We were talking about actually going to Walmart for the cake.
Oh, okay.
And Walmart can do, my son's men's group has a logo, and they actually can imprint logos in, you know, on.
Yeah, I think they can all do that.
Yeah.
I think what you're thinking about would be like petit fours, which would be less messy than cutting a cake and having cups all over the floor.
Instead of a regular sized cupcake, they have like a mini cupcake.
Just a two bite.
Oh, yeah, something like that, and it wouldn't be nearly as messy. As to cutting and.
Oh, I like the mini.
I mean, it could be go further.
Part of the issue. And Walmart does that?
I'm not sure.
Walmart does mini ones.
And we could do both, actually. We could have one, something that's got, you know, happy anniversary.
For looks.
Yes, yeah.
And then, I'm just thinking of mess, and then you have to have a plate, and a napkin, and a fork, and all that.
Yeah, and you can just put it on your hors-d'oeuvre plate, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be easier.
Thank you very much.
That's the old home ec teacher.
That's what I was thinking.
That's why there's more of us, there's one of us on this board.
Well, while we're talking about that committee and that event and our budget, I need to ask Al to amend the budget for that, because whenever we rolled over what was left at the end of last year into this year's 75th anniversary budget, what I didn't realize was that the amount they told me that had already been spent wasn't what had been spent, it was what had been spent plus what had been committed. So we didn't roll over as much money as we had left. So I'm gonna ask you guys to do an amendment to the 75th anniversary budget amount for this year, to change it from $6,559 to $10,913.
I'll move that we make that correction.
I have a motion to move that amount in the budget. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you very much. I have a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And while we're on it, I've got more amendments to request.
Sure.
All right, so on your year-to-date budget report, the balance forward under income, that second to last line, according to our audit, which has been finalized, our actual amount should be $4,391,071. So I'd like to get that changed, and I would like to get our intergovernmental expense amended to the $82,309.
Okay, so that's the amount you have on this one.
Where is that on?
This one you gave us today.
The one that's I gave you today.
That's what it should be.
Okay. Which line item?
So the second to last one on that top one,
this
middle.
Is 977?
Look over one more, so it's for the middle column.
Oh, 4,391?
Yeah. So that's what we actually were able to carry forward according to the audit. Just the 4 million. And then our actual expense for the intergovernmental was the $82,000 in the spent column, about halfway down that bottom right here.
So the other ones that have changes over here, we don't need to make any motion on those?
That is, I think I'm gonna hold off on getting y'all to amend that until the final amendment, because they may change again between now and then. But these two that I'm asking for now should not change between now and the end of the year.
I'll make a motion that we amend the budget report under income, the balance forward to be increased to the number that's in that column right now, 4 million plus. And under expenses, the intergovernmental change to 82,000 plus as on the report.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have any further discussion? Then all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
And then the rest of those reports to go through, I wanted to point out, just because I'm happy about it, on the monthly report that's got the different statistics on it. Our SERP for this month, physical and ebooks, came to $219,570. If you go down towards the middle of the page, under other monthly measures and all the way on the right, it's got the SERP we had last year, and then the SERP we had last month, and the SERP we had last year. Look how much better we are than last year, you guys. Last year in June, it was $48,257. This June, it was $219,570. And we're seeing, that's total circulation.
That's COVID.
It's coming back from COVID, it really is. And we're seeing these increases pretty much across the board.
But it could be that new Singer branch helping also.
It is helping, and I'll show you that in a second, because.
And John Marcello.
And John Marcello.
I'm sure he alone is.
Because if you look on the back of that same sheet, it's got the first spreadsheet that shows our circulation on it. And if you look in the bottom left quadrant, where it says WC, our West Central branch. So we opened that branch, technically it was the very last day of April of this year, but compare that to just last year, the same month, and, you know, I mean, we're talking exponentially more circulations.
800.
Yeah, can you believe it?
And it's probably, you know, add 10 to me, because I know by every day it's open.
And check out something.
I just go in and visit.
I don't think that counts walking in.
So it is.
Thank you for running up our numbers.
We're seeing more people go into that location, the West Central one. And we're seeing a lot more circulation, and a lot more participation in the programs we're having as well, so.
So hopefully our fields.
And it's just a nicer place to go into.
It is a nicer place to go, definitely.
It's a very nice place.
Yeah, so very happy with that.
It's amazing what paint and some pouring will do, right, and new lights, you know.
And a nice ceiling.
And Molly.
And a nice ceiling.
Yes, yes. Okay, so then we've also got the activities report. Variety of things on there, most of which I think we've mentioned at one point or another in this meeting. We had a good summer. We were able to do quite a few, at least felt like quite a few outreach events. We had a national night out, but that was in August. Like a youth safety summit kind of thing that one of the VFWs did that we went to and had an informational booth and did a story time. And we went to a back-to-school bash and had an informational booth and did a story time and handed out some supplies and that sort of thing. So we had a good summer. And as you saw with those previous reports, we had a good amount of participation in various forms. So very happy with all that.
How'd it go with Books in Blue?
They had, oh my gosh, I think it was close to 90 people show up for that one story time. Now, that's children and their parents, but still, that's a lot of people. So we were very happy with that.
Where was that?
That was here. So
why do you think such a big turnout? Was it the police being there?
It was that, yes, it was the police being there. I think we might have had some firemen here as well for that. Mm-hmm. I was moving furniture that day, so I wasn't here, but I think we had sheriff, city police, and I think maybe EMT and fire.
And probably talked it up to their friends.
Yeah, they talked it up a lot because it was part of the whole lead up to National Night Out,
right,
which did a ton of promotional endeavors.
Maybe
so,
you can work some of them into your story time regularly, you know. They
yeah.
come by occasionally. If the police did two stories a year, Well, you're losing your story, ladies. All I'm saying is you get the people in uniform, kids are fascinated with
uniforms. They really are. And I think they brought McGruff in costume as well, so they had a lot of fun. At the back of your packet, we had a complaint request for consideration on one of the items in our collection. So you have the complaint form as well as our response. Anytime we get this, we let them know, you know, if you don't like our answer, you're welcome to come talk to the board and state your case. Haven't heard anything since. So I don't need any action taken there. I'm just keeping y'all in the loop.
I've never seen one before, so does this mean y'all haven't had one in
It's been years since we've had one.
I've never seen one either.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's enough to make everybody want to go read it, right?
Yeah.
First thing I thought.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now. So I'm like, do I have this one in the library?
I guess I'll handle this under old business too. One of the things we talked about at the strategic meetings 2 years ago? How long ago since we did our strategic meeting?
2 years. Sounds
right. Okay. But one of the things we talked about was trying to get the word out about things that were happening at the library through, you know, what's a good vehicle? One of the ones we talked about were the churches. And so we have a new priest at our church, and so I talked to him about using our church vehicles to promote things at the library, and he's open to it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, I need to start at home before we start looking at other churches, and so I said, you know, it can be something on a bulletin board, whatever. He said, oh, I think if it's important, we can put it right in the bulletin.
Well, then I would love to send over the, especially the homebound service application.
Yeah. Oh, that would be super.
Yeah. I would love to send that over. Yeah. And we can grow from there.
Yeah. I think it'll be a good, send it to me and I'll get it put in our newsletter.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll send it to all of you, and if you have somewhere to share it, you can.
Okay. There we go. I mean, if nothing else, like I said, my thought was it just getting permission to put on bulletin boards, you know, right, we'd get it out. But yeah,
almost every church has a newsletter, and they all have a weekly bulletin.
Yeah.
Know, that, I don't know if they put messages out.
Okay, we're ready to go to executive session. Is there any other old business?
Do we need a motion for executive session?
I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That hurts.
Okay, recording's going again.
Okay, so I don't think that was.
So do we need a motion for Erin's evaluation or not? Do we need to make a motion on the salary?
I think we need a motion for her salary increase as indicated by the evaluation.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll need a second.
Second.
So all in favor of the indicated salary increase, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Thank you very much.
Erin, could you give Bridget a summary of the past stops and starts we've had with the South Boulevard
I wish I would have known we were needing it. It was a teacher that actually had the dance studio, and it was for sale forever.
Oh, really?
That would have been like a super easy slide, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Bye, have a good night.
So we had, right now, we're in a building that the Historical Society owns.
I visited often.
And they have offered us some land in the corner. I think it's the corner closest to where the ramp comes off and hits 12.
Okay.
To build something. With the caveat that if it's no, whenever it's no longer a library, it reverts back to them.
Right.
And there's been issues with the physical way of getting to it crosses over some land that isn't with the Historical Society. It's with the trust and.
Board, yeah, I'm on that board too.
So we've run into issues with that before.
Well, we talked so much about trying to put it near the sheriff's office location, so that would be another partnership with, you know.
And then now they, what we were really looking at, that T-Paws?
T-Dugs.
T-Dugs, whatever it is.
Let me go open the door, I'll be right back.
And the piece on the other side of T-Dugs is our families.
I knew that.
Nothing, that won't happen.
That won't have anything to do with the meeting, but I was admiring the screen, and I was telling her that I'd like to use it for book group. Because to me, the story is so intrinsically parallel to the Mexican Revolution. I wanted to run a short clip to tell you what the Mexican Revolution was all about.
Oh, with these stars?
No. Just using the screen for book group.
These boards are, they're computer boards.
Device, okay, yeah.
This is what we have at school.
Cool, and it has audio with it?
Oh, I can even find that out.
Yeah, it's everything. It's a computer into a screen. This is what we have at school. And I mean, she uses, you can use just a, like it's a computer.
Does this have audio?
Yes, ma'am. Or it should, if it's just like our same one.
See, there's those speakers down at the bottom.
It's a computer into a huge screen. Is it the same, is that what you're, the same kind, Erin? Like we have, it's a computer into the screen?
Yeah. So it's got a Windows side and it's got an Android side.
Right.
Or would you put it in the meeting at the time?
Yeah, that was my question. Do we need anything else?
Did we vote on the motion?
We just need a motion to adjourn. Yeah, we vote, oh, did we vote on? Yeah, we voted on the increase. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It feels like I'm back at 4-H.
Yeah, it's.